Military investigators are looking into 55 potential war crimes allegedly committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. A four-year investigation into rumours about the conduct of some soldiers during the decade-long conflict is nearing its end. The new details are contained in a report tabled in Federal Parliament today, which our political reporter Tom Iggledon has been reading. Tom, welcome. This investigation has been shrouded in secrecy. So what have we learned from this report today?
Well, Linda, for the first time, we've really heard about the breadth of this inquiry conducted by the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force, and as you said, going for some 4 years now. And as you said there, the number of incidents he is looking into now numbers 55, which is the first time we've heard a number like that. It's also the first time that it's been publicly acknowledged that these aren't incidents that occurred during the heat of battle, during normal combat, but incidents that involve the treatment of people who were either civilians, Linda, or prisoners. And it also acknowledges for the first time that the time frame looking ahead of when we will start to hear about the results of this inquiry and why it's taken 4 years to get to the bottom of what started out, according to today's report, as rumours. The investigators have been to Afghanistan a couple of times at least, and we heard today in this report that some 338 witnesses, both here and in Afghanistan, have been interviewed as part of this very extensive investigation. And finally, it acknowledges, as I said, that the investigation is now in its final stages of evidence taking. That is the step before deciding whether that evidence will add up to charges being laid and recommendations for further action, Linda.
Now, the government has been loath to talk about all of this, but do we know something of the specifics of the allegations now?
We do, because there has been some media reporting of some of these incidents that it's believed this inquiry is looking into. And that, of course, includes here at the ABC and the Afghan Files report of a few years ago. Hundreds of pages of leaked documents revealing potential unlawful killings of unarmed civilians, including children, during the conflict. And a culture of officers turning a blind eye to some very questionable behaviour, according to these documents. Now, of course, Linda, that report sparked a raid last year by Federal Police on the ABC's Ultimo headquarters, where you are, the object of which seems to have been tracking down the sources of those leaks, Linda.
And any political reaction after the tabling of this progress report?
Well, just a very little bit. As you can understand, politicians are a bit loath to talk about this while this investigation does continue. However, it was the Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds, that tabled this report today, that gave us this information to Parliament. And she also issued a statement. She expects to hand that report, when it's finished, to the Chief of Defence in the next few months, according to her, who will then decide on further action. She adds that Australians expect these sorts of allegations to be properly investigated, but also that those who are the subject of the allegations are treated fairly. Meanwhile, Labor's Shadow Defence Minister Richard Marles has issued me with a statement saying that Labor does support the independent inquiry from the Inspector General and that Australians must have confidence that their armed forces are operating in a professional and legal manner. Linda.
Okay, thanks very much, Tom. Tom Iggledon, our political reporter in Canberra.